is in front of you. ACS has over 30 technical divisions dealing with various areas of chemistry. One of these, the Division of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, AGFD, has been an all-volunteer group since its formation in 1908. I was chair of AGFD in 2001 and am its secretary now. Most divisions, including AGFD, hold symposia at the two annual ACS meetings in March, April, and August, September. Some of our recent symposia have covered such diverse topics as nanotechnology, tree nuts, bioactives, cereal grains, waste utilization, subtropical fruits, consumer safety, chocolate, allergens, Hispanic foods, flavors, and many more. ACS and AGFD are geared for professionals in the field, but they do have resources for the general public, available online at acs.org and agfd.sites.acs.org. My employer is ARS, the primary research arm of the United States Department of Agriculture. ARS has nearly 100 facilities across the country, and one of the largest is the Eastern Regional Research Center in Windmoor, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. The center has 6 research units focused on aspects of agricultural research, including the dairy and functional foods research unit where I am. The unit and its predecessors have conducted research on cheese and other dairy products since the late 19th century. Of our many advances over the years, the most visible to consumers is lactose-reduced milk, which will be discussed in Chapter 1. We also developed a reduced-fat mozzarella that has been used in the National School Lunch Program since 1995. Nowadays, our work deals with cheese characterization and safety, whey utilization, conversion of milk casein to edible films, development of bacterial cultures for cheese making and bioactive peptides and proteins, lowering the environmental and economic impacts of food processing, and development of products from plant cell wall polysaccharides in fruit and vegetable processing residues. ARS also has online resources for people who may not be scientists but who are interested in topics related to food. www.ars.usda.gov. Our agency is committed to public outreach and has been for a long time. In fact, a book titled Varieties of Cheese, Descriptions and Analyses was first published by USDA in 1908, renamed Cheese Varieties and Descriptions in 1953. This edition is available at the National Agricultural Library website and revised again in 1978. Many other books describe cheese varieties along with recipes and how to buy and serve cheese. But this book will describe the chemistry, biology, physics, nutrition, and even climatology involved in cheese. It is arranged so that the more technical topics are confined to boxes that you can skip. I won't be insulted, honestly. Along the way, we'll encounter some related topics that will add to the discussion. About 1/3 of the milk produced in the United States each year goes toward cheese making, and on average, each American consumes around 34 pounds of cheese annually. Here is the story of the science behind it. Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? Job, speaking to God. Job chapter 10, verse 10. 1. In the beginning, milk. One warm day in the Fertile Crescent some 8,000 years ago, a traveler started off on a journey with some milk in a pouch. The milk may have come from a sheep, which was one of the first animals to be domesticated, and the pouch was simply a sheep's stomach. After a while, the traveler stopped to take a drink from the pouch and discovered that the milk had separated into a soft white solid and a yellowish liquid. He took a taste of the solid and found it had a bland but agreeable flavor. This is the most told story about the first production of cheese. We know for certain that it was made in northern Europe in the 6th millennium BC after archaeologists analyzed residues in ceramic sieves found in modern-day Poland. Cheese making served as a way to preserve milk while providing nourishment to lactose-intolerant people. See below. Soon, others found that the flavor grew more intense the more days the cheese sat around. Different species of animal produced different tasting cheese, and adding salt preserved it longer. The reasons behind all this are rooted